Welcome to day two of ISC 2018. You are listening to the Trade Show Minute with Victoria Barella. The Trade Show Minute is sponsored by Absen, the LED company. Find them at absen.com. Today, I have my guest, Rob Green. Welcome.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
Did you survive yesterday? That's the number one question.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Good, good. If you can let the listeners know, just a little bit about who you guys are, who you're with as
okay.
well.
Okay, yes. So we're from Xilinx. Mm-hmm. Xilinx is we make all programmable devices. So mm-hmm. we're a silicon chip manufacturer. We make programmable products for both hardware and software. So you mm-hmm. can basically program the device to be whatever you want it to be. And a lot of the companies here like that because they can implement different video processing chains, they can adapt and change and innovate with it. Mm-hmm. But we're used in all industries.
Residential and commercial?
Yeah, both. And outside of Pro AV, so it's in the wireless base stations, cars, all kinds of places.
Sure. At ISC, what are you guys showing?
So we're showing various demonstrations of our technology in action. So mm-hmm. for 8K, we've got a DisplayPort 1.4 demo. So mm-hmm. we think 8K is got relevance in various areas, large format displays, mm-hmm. And in interactive displays where you need that high resolution. So we're showing the fact that we've got that capability now. We're also showing a lot of demonstrations of AV over IP. So everybody is adopting Ethernet, mm-hmm. And we're showing different ways of how you can handle compressed and uncompressed media. Both from Xilinx perspective, so we have devices with codecs on them, mm-hmm. HEVC, H.265 and AVC H.264 codecs. Mm-hmm. So we can compress 4K and get that down over gigabit Ethernet networks. Mm-hmm. We're also showing from our partners, Omnitech, Macnica and Intupix, they're on our booth as well. Mm-hmm. So they're showing the ability to perform light compression using Intupix's TECO and JPEG 2000 codecs, mm-hmm. And put that over either 10 gigabit or 1 gigabit Ethernet network. So we're basically showing all of the building blocks for many Pro AV applications to
sure.
integrate that together
sure.
and handle whatever you like to.
And is that a demo today at ISC?
It is, yeah. We're on booth 15K222.
Great.
So all of that is in action, and we welcome anybody.
Great. And then what is the website that listeners can tune in and check out your products?
So we have a new website, actually, mm-hmm. that went live a couple of weeks ago, so xilinx.com/proav. Mm-hmm. That's the subsite there.
Great. And then for, I just want to remind the listeners that our podcasts at ISC this week are all sponsored by Absen LED Company. So if you guys also want to check out this podcast and spread the love, or listen to other podcasts, just find it at rafepubs.com/ISC2018. Do you know the social medias?
Yeah, so we're on Twitter and LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. Twitter is at Xilinx EMEA, mm-hmm. EMEA, and our LinkedIn account is xilinx.com.
Great. You can find me at Twitter, on the Twitter. So that is at @BarellaVictoria_. What else? Just let me know, I guess, where do you see the company going forward in the next few years?
In this market, you mean?
Yes.
Like I said, we're ready for 8K today. Mm-hmm. So 8K has been talked about in broadcast circles for the Tokyo Olympics.
Yep.
We're already starting to see displays and cameras appearing. So there's a debate over whether 8K will really take mm-hmm. off or not, but we're ready
sure.
for it.
Good.
It also means we can support higher frame rates. So 4K 120, we can support those kind of frame rates too. But the majority of the interactions we're having with customers is about how to get that over IP networks.
Sure. Do you think that, so you guys are ready for 8K, but is the industry ready for 8K?
Well, as I say, in certain areas, I think they're ready.
Mm-hmm. In what areas, do you think?
For large format displays where mm-hmm. you've got very close proximity. So if you're doing collaboration screens,
right.
then that high resolution makes more sense because mm-hmm. you're not many picture heights away from the screen. But yeah, I mean, 8K gives you a lot of capabilities. If you capture something in 8K, you could always window down to 4K or even lots of HD positions, and you can choose. There's
sure.
that capability as well.
Cool. I'm 2 years into the industry.
Okay.
I'm just getting my feet wet a little bit. Could you give me and other millennials or any people that are new to the industry any advice for handling either trade shows or just getting to know what the AV industry is about, because there's a lot to handle.
There is. It's overwhelming. If you come to ISE, and I remember doing the same when I started going to trade shows, you've got 15 halls now of content that you need to try and trawl through. I think it's a great way to get a snapshot of the industry. There's no other way to get a pulse on the industry. So going to a trade show is ideal because you absorb everything in a few days. Have a targeted idea of what you want to see in mind and try and map that out beforehand. So that's always difficult.
And definitely don't think you're going to handle everything.
Don't try and do it all at once, no.
This is my fifth conference or trade show.
Yeah.
And it definitely is still overwhelming to me. For me, at least, I try to at least target the very minimal that I think I'd like to see. So that's at least in the beginning. So I did like the AVIXA classes. There's like 20-minute sessions. And then I said, okay, I like audio. Let me run over there and see what I can find.
Yeah. There is organization to the layout of the booths as well. So if you're into audio, you know that Hall 7 has a ton of audio. So it's, there's been thought put into that, which helps. But yeah, don't try and do it all at once. You'll
lose your mind. Your company, do you guys run into any hurdles recently about your products? Or even just the trade shows?
We never meet hurdles.
No,
we do.
You guys are perfect.
No, we try and solve the hurdles. So we're a supplier to many of the equipment manufacturers here. They have problems to try and get video audio data through the product, particularly in real-time applications. So that's what we're trying to solve. And we have the same issues. You know, we have a technology which has to be able to process all of this information. So that is going to continue as HDR and high frame rate and, you know, new technologies appear. There's always an insatiable demand for that kind of processing power and bandwidth. And then balance that off with power supplies and all that other good stuff. It's always challenging.
Good, good. Well, I hope you're enjoying your ISC.
We are.
Just remind the listeners again where we can find your products.
So you mean in the industry or?
In the industry, so I guess online, and if anyone, I guess, is on the trade show.
Okay, yeah. So at the trade show, we're at booth 15K222.
Okay, 222, don't forget.
Yep. the website is zilinx.com/proAV. We're found in many of the applications around the industry, so the fact that video is quite subjective in nature, everybody wants to tweak it and make it look better. That's why they use our products. So we're in digital signage, we're in video conferencing systems, pro audio, we're in all of the matrix switches, so the big AV distribution routers, those kind of things, everywhere. If you want to come and see our products, then come to the booth and we'll be happy to discuss how it can fit in your products.
Definitely, and you can see the demos since you're giving out demos. Thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thanks.